Look at that. Look at that. If they catch somebody, representative from another country or something, came and said, okay, we're just picking out the average person. Here it is, Hardy White. Name a writer. So I don't know. Oh, I was Carl Hyson. Jimmy Carter could read Carl Hyson. How about that? And then the foreign country would be very impressed with that. They'd say, really, is that what your ex-presidents are that involved? I'd go, yes, they are. They volunteer constantly doing things like that. Some of them like to make money at some kind of foundations. Bless them all, though, and bless. That's what a small club that is. What's a bigger club? Food service industry people. Right? A lot of them quit to go into politics, ironically. Is it ironic? We don't know. I'm going to check. I have a little strip. And you put it on the thing that you, whether it's ironic or not, and whether it's pink or blue. Pink is not ironic. Blue means ironic. And it'll tell you. And then it takes all the trouble out of second guessing. I don't ever second guess. I guess once, and then that's it. And then I'm done guessing, and I'm off, and I go do something else, because I got hobbies. I have things to do. I like to use my time. I like to budget it. I like to budget everything. If I have a piece of food or something, I'll cut it up, so I'm going to save this little square for later. Budget. I have a pill carrier. It's got all the days of the week, but I have little bits of food in it, so I'm going to save this M&M I'm saving. I put it in there. People think it's my prescriptions. It's not. It's little pieces of chopped up treats. They're not all treats. Some of them are little pieces of vegetable. They don't last, though. And the things that last are like the Skittles. I look into the distance. I look into the sky over there, and I think I see your face, friend. Because your face gives me the same feeling, that feeling of warmth that's generating some light. It's beaming, lighting up my life. And that reminds me of a song. I'm going to sing it. And it's Pat and Debbie Boone. And it's about lighting up lives. And it's about, it mentions you. And it goes something like other songs that are sung that are similar. And I'm not going to sing it for you right now. And you say, you thought I was. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to tease you like that. It's You Light Up My Life is the song. And I think you can get it anywhere. I could buy it somewhere and listen to it. Just listen to it again. It's a ripoff of that Green Day song, but still I like it. And I think it's also from Pippin, I believe. This is one of the reasons that some people say maybe you shouldn't be on the radio, friend, because it doesn't seem always like your knowledge of music is that accurate. But I think I make up with it in enthusiasm. We can't all be accurate about things. Like scientists, sometimes they like to put on parody shows and say, hey, everybody, there's a living dinosaur that's going to kill you. Oh, okay, is that true or not? Oh, yes, that's absolutely true. Oh, I'm just kidding. Whatever. You never know what's true anymore. You can see it on the news. You don't know whether you're watching a parody news show or a real news show. You don't know whether that sun rising over there in the west is whether that's a real sun or whether that's a fake sun. Sherlock Holmes knew it was a fake sun because it's rising in the west. He picked up on that clue, my friend. That's because he's smart and he's fictionally saw it coming a mile away. Why did he see it coming a mile away? Because he was in another time zone. He's also very clever that way. And he's an amateur astronomer as well as an amateur phlebotomist and a reader of bumps. Listen, my friend, that's a phrenologist, by the way. I didn't want to dazzle you with my knowledge of ologies or my knowledge. Is what I like to call it. But I do like to spend time with you, and I'm glad that you could bring your musical spoons and what that other thing that didn't work out and didn't really sound like anything. But you, man, they're clever looking. That's the thing. Your harp didn't make any sound, but it looks neat. And I think you ought to decoupage some pictures on there or something and just use it as a decoration. It might not be practical. Not all instruments are practical. Not all the things we make. Some things, some art, it can't be used for anything. I mean, a chair is a chair, isn't it? But you can't sit on a painting. Some you can. Like what? Like many Van Goghs you can sit on, apparently. I only remember this because of the Sister Wendy series. And she would point out different, oh, this one's also a chair, like that, she'd say. What a knowledgeable lady, really. I don't know if they have her anymore. What a di- the she was also on a show called The Decent Docent, which I remember when I was a child was around for a long time. She'd just be a kindly museum lady, showing people around. So yeah, I'm on show. I'd like to show people around, and I like to tell them different things about paintings, and I like to point out, say, look, that's really, if you squint your eyes, it's a nude body. That's, I just get off on that. Oh, get off's a bad choice. I don't think nuns, they get off on anything. I think they have different language that they like to use. Nun language, prescribed language by the church. Say, special church pointing out to people language. Well, I tell you what, friends. I tell you what. I'm very excited to be able to visit with you like this. I can't believe it that we can be together the way that we are. But we are. And why? And why are you listening to WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, WNYX Montgomery, online at WFMU.org, and in Rockland County at 91.9 FM? Why, my friend? Why? Is it just fate? It must be. It must be fate and some miracle, some nourishing miracle that brings us together. Say, we're going to listen to each other, be with one another, visit together, and change the world. The world has now been changed for your sanitary convenience. Yes, it has. It's got a fresh wrapper on it. So now you can use it and not get infected by negativity. Now you can use it and feel confident, dry, and secure. Bless your heart, and I'll see you again next week.
Stay tuned for the Old Codger.
On the Mississippi 50 years ago, once a year the folks would get to see a show. Minstrel shows were given on the boat. Up and down the river they would float, and on the day the boat was due, the darkies all turned out. All along the levee they would shout, here comes the show boat, look at the show boat, it's gonna pop, 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 pop along. Each mammy and pappy are feeling happy. They're going shove, 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 shove along. Each little jackal fun, fun buddy, he's in right. They're playing Uncle Tom's Cabin tonight. Look at the showboat, here comes the showboat. It's going pop, 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 puffing along. Ladies and gentlemen, the show begins. We're playing Uncle Tom and East Glen. After the drama comes a minstrel show. Bravery for Ham, let's go. Oh, and you'll start in dancing when the man called Joe. He plays Dixie, Dixieland on his banjo. Ladies, ladies and gentlemen, slap your thighs and everybody harmonize. What is that? I think I hear the showboat coming down there. Let me see. Mm-hmm, that sure is the showboat coming down the Mississippi. As soon as it comes in, I'm going to get on it. Mm-hmm, oh me, oh my, and a half. Here comes that showboat. Look at the showboat. It's going to pop along. Each mammy and pappy are feeling happy. You're going to shove. Shuffle along, each little chocolate bun buddy, he's in right. They're playing Uncle Tom's Cabin tonight. Look at the showboat, just look at that showboat. Go pop, 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 pop along.
Well, good evening. We started out the program tonight with the great old 79 PM record by Florence Brady. It was called Here Comes the Showboat. She made a vitaphone short in which she sang that, and it's her only record she ever made. I don't know what happened to her. She was quite a hot patootie, that Florence Brady. Well, speaking of hot, I'm the old codger. I'm fitted in for Mac tonight on the Antique Photograph Hour. This is the Philco Cheap Cigar Boudoir, as we like to call it. And I'll be here for 1 hour playing nothing but 70 RPM records like they're going out of style. My third set of dentures are older than you. My name is Courtney Edison. I'm on a few times a year when they let me come in and do a program. But anyway, tonight, we're going to begin tonight's show with the National Anthem. No, it's not the Star-Spangled Banner. The Star-Spangled Banner. That song is so... It's so 1814. It's old and tired. Actually, the Star-Spangled Banner was written by my grandfather, the ancient codger. But Francis Scott Key stole it and published it before my grandfather could publish it. And me and my big brother is the older codger, and we sued the descendants of Francis Scott Key, but our claim was dismissed by a crooked judge who had a tin ear. Anyway, those of you who listen to me regularly know that several years ago, I campaigned for a new national anthem. I sent letters to representatives in Washington, D.C. Some of those letters that I sent to my representatives had banknotes attached. And I lobbied at town hall meetings when the congressional candidates came through my little town of East Orange to pay their respects to me personally. And in fact, this may seem like a boast, and it is. I have channels to the president, and I submitted my idea for a new national anthem. Well, the president got back to me, but said he had other important things to worry about than a new national anthem. But no matter, because the president is of little consequence to me. In fact, if you ask me, he can go to hell. But here on the old codger, the dusty gramophone hour, we have a copy of the new national anthem as we know it and love it. I'm going to play it right now. So, all rise for the national anthem. Ah, yes. Glorious surface noise. That's the national anthem as we know it and love it. I gotta rewrite the Pledge of Allegiance. Somehow, pay my respects to the new national anthem, which is surface noise. Man, that's about enough of that. Anyway, you may now be seated. Unless, of course, you want to cut a rug to the rest of the old codger program. And if you do, careful now. Don't throw your back out of whack. We're back to the 78 RPM records. I'm the old codger, filling in for Mac on WFMU. Thank you.
walking down the street today, and you certainly look good to me. I walked up to you, 'cause I wasn't ashamed to make a hit with you, don't you see? I told you, butter, you want to be a man of mine, you certainly had to drop some dough. Wait a minute, mama, let me read these lines. Now just before you go,
what are you gonna say, butter?
I said the same dog that did you, sweet mama, sure Lord done accepted me. I ain't gonna let none of you barefooted women make no monkey man out of me. Now I'm telling you, mama, like this Diego told it you. You don't got no money, why me no lack of you. I said the same dog that bit you, please, mama, your Lord done snapped at me.
Come here.
I ain't gonna let none of you brown skin bams make no monkey man out of me. When you ask me for my money, you just waste a song. Then it's fine to ride the Chicago limit with a cigar store coupon. That's trying to draw one out the bank when you ain't got nothing in. That's trying to cup of two steam cars to a little old safe to pin. Like trying to pick up one off a crap table when you ain't laid down a bet. Just like going down the rain barefooted, trying to keep your foot from getting wet. I said the same dog that bit you, sweet mama, your Lord done snapped at me.
Da-di-da-di-da-da-di-da. Da-di-da-di-da-da-di-da. If you want communication, use a telephone. When you entertain the nation, it's a microphone. Dictation can be made on a dictaphone. That's communication. Da di da di da da di da. Da di da di da da di da. Da di da di da da di da. That's communication. You can send a wire by telegram, also get the news by teletype. Now we look in Mars through a telescope. That's communication. Da di da di da da di da. Da di da di da da di da. Da di da di da da di da. That's communication. Western Union telegram, cablegram too. Television, radiogram, bring a message through. Pony Express and airmail, a shortwave. When you send this way, how much time you save? Da di da di da da di da. Da di da di da da di da. Da di da di da da di da. That's communication. Telegram, cablegram too. Television, radiogram, bring a message to you. Pony Express, air mail, shortwave. When you send this way, how much time you save? Da di da di da da di da. Da di da di da da di da. Da di da di da da di da. That's communication.
Won't you listen, dearie, while I say, best pal you ever had. There'll come a time, and don't forget it. There'll come a time when you'll regret it. Oh, babe, think what you're doing. You know my love for you will drive me to ruin. After you've gone, after you've gone away, away,
away. On the seaside sands all day, though folks may romp and lark, there's heaps of fun and a lot more done on the sands when it is dark. It's nice to watch the breezes blow, and when the moon shines bright, you can sometimes see a lot of funny things through sitting on the sands all night. A courting couple side by side all hug each other tight. Many chaps have got a lot to answer for through sitting on the sands all night. Morning comes and when the day's peeping through, you start waving to the waves and the waves wave back to you. The tide comes up and all your clothes are soon washed out of sight. Then you walk home in a little seaweed shirt through sitting on the sands all night. One girl had blisters through the sun, her shoulders looked aside. Now she's got another blister somewhere else through sitting on the sands all night. A policeman shines his lamp on you, then chuckles with delight. For the rest of the week you'll find the whole darn force sitting on the sands all night. Morning comes and when the day's peeping through, you start waving to the waves and the waves wave back to you. A kilted Scotchman climbed the tower and reached a dizzy height. With electric torches there were 50 girls sitting on the sands all night. That you wear, you wonder why they're tight. Then you find somebody with the legs in yours through sitting on the sands all night. The nursemaid lost the twins one day but found them quite all right. With a hat pin picking out the winkles, they were sitting on the sands all night. Morning comes and when the day's peeping through, you start waving to the waves and the waves wave back to you. You start feeling rather stiff, then find that you're stuck tight. With a boat hook sticking in your westward haul through sitting on the sands all night.
Well, the great banjo strummer George Formby and sitting in the sands all night. And before that was the lovely Ruth Etting. Always nice to hear Ruth Etting singing After You've Gone. And the Coon Sanders Orchestra performed Rulers. Slim Gaylord gave us Communication. Butterbeans, who never performed without Susie. Butterbeans and Susie with that same dog. And Edmund Hall and his Celeste Quartet with Jammin' in Four. Every one of those records was a 78 RPM record. I hope you appreciate the surface noise. And thank you for listening, of course. Thank you. Thank you very much for tuning in. This is the Old Codger, filling in for Mac. He does the Antique Phonograph Hour, but not tonight. It's at the Philco Cheap Cigar Boudoir. And, yes, we thank you for listening. We appreciate your patronage. Please stay on the line. Your call is very important to us. And by we and us, I mean me. I was told that collective self-references imply humility and teamwork, neither of which matter to me in the least. But WFMU management explained that arrogance and self-absorption which are my redeeming characteristics, do not serve the interests of the station, especially when trying to raise money to operate the station, as they do every once in a while. Well, I'm the old codger, and I don't care about WFMU's fundraising, since I don't see a nickel of it, despite my 45 years of service to this leaky vessel. Anyway, despite the fact that I hold the station, its management, the DJs, and most of the listeners in contempt, that doesn't mean I don't appreciate the fact that you are listening to this program. Because my listeners are an inbreed apart. You're special to me. And as special as you are, I do sincerely hope you will keep your distance. I do not, repeat, do not appreciate autograph hounds and favor seekers. Now, stalkers are okay, as long as they wear name tags and do not throw heavy objects at me. Anyway, you know, I wanted to show my appreciation for you who listen to the Old Codger Show. So, the next time I am on the air, whenever that is, I will have a free gift for all listeners to the Old Codger Radio program. We are, as a collective, we... we are manufacturing a line of Old Codger propeller beanies in a variety of colors, from gray to black. They will be produced in only one size, a normal. So if your head is smaller or larger than normal, you know, if you have an abnormally small or unusually large head, you'll have to take it to the haberdashery and have the fit adjusted. We will not, repeat, will not cover the cost of alterations on the propeller beanie. So don't send me the bills. I will not pay them. I will roll them up, ignite them on a stovetop burner, and use them to light my Rancho Malario cigar. Also, even though they're only being manufactured now, they're not ready, but when they're finished, just, and you get your Old Codger propeller beanie, just remember, these propeller beanies are for adults only. They are not for children. They are not a toy. The blades are made from razor-thin steel, and at high speeds, they can remove fingers. So if you get an Old Codger propeller beanie, do not let children near it while it is in operation. Anyway, that'll be the next program that I'm on the radio. Right now, it's time to get back to the glorious sound of 78 RPM Records here on the Old Codger program on WFMU.
Thank you. But she wandered from there down to Washington Square and Bohemian honky-tonk. One day she met Harrison Fisher. Said he, "You're like roses, the stem. I want you to pose for a picture on the cover of Jim Jam Jam." And that's how she first got a start. Now her life is devoted to art. They call her Rose of Washington Square. She's withering there in basement air. She's fading. She'll fall with or without her clothes. They say her Roman nose, it seems to please artistic people both. They run after Rose with second-hand clothes and knife-long hair. She's got those Broadway vampire lashes and mask. She's got no future, but oh, what a past, sweet Rose of Washington Square. Once a fella said he would pay Venus from her, only Venus ain't got no arms. Rube Goldberg her figure admires. He dresses her up in a veil and uses her shape for the pictures that he draws in the Evening Mail. He promised sometime if she'd call that he'd model a statue of Rome. They call her Rose of Washington Square. Was given the year by all the leading painters for one. She posed as Lana Rose. The pose that Rosie took looked like the dying Gladiator Rose. No longer will pose, since an artist she knows. One said to her, "Your shape is just exactly like a gas fixture. You may be model, but not for a picture. Rose of Washington Square."
A farm, a barn of a farm, right in the middle of a swamp. There ain't any charm in our little farm, right in the middle of a swamp. Nothing's grown since the day we came. Misery Farm is our farm's name. We're miserable, so miserable down on Misery Farm. So are the animals, so are the vegetables down on Misery Farm. The hens won't lay, we can't make hay. We work all day and we get no pay. We're miserable, so miserable down on Misery Farm. Pity the cows, they've no place to browse, right in the middle of the swamp. The rams and the ewes have all got the blues, right in the middle of the swamp. The donkey's dicky and feeling sore, hasn't the heart to shout hee-haw. We're miserable, so miserable down on Misery Farm. So are the animals, so are the vegetables down on Misery Farm. The hens won't lay, we can't make hay. We work all day and we get no pay. Oh,
miserable down on Misery Farm.
Kid stuff. Don't you know open wide. Come in from out of the rain. So you stare, call it despair, big stuff. About you, let's have a try. It may be that you're my big stuff. Don't you care? I'm on the square about you. Let's have a try. It may be that you're my
man, that's Billie Holiday, huh? She always sends me to heaven, listening to Billie Holiday. I remember the opening lines of her autobiography, Lady Sings the Blues. Let's see if I remember them accurately. But like this. Mom and Dad were just a couple of kids when they got married. He was 18, she was 15, and I was 3. That's the opening lines. You can check them. I think that's in Lady Sings the Blues, which I read. It was a fine book about a wonderful singer. Before that, Fats Waller playing the organ with the Louisiana Sugar Babes and Willow Tree. Before that, we heard that an Answer record, Answer into Jollity Farm. It was called Misery Farm. I gotta cut out those Rancho Malaria cigars in the studio here. Yes, Leslie Cerrone with the J. Wilbur Orchestra and Misery Farm. Billy Murray sang Rose of Washington Square. He was a best-selling artist back in the teens and the 20s. Everybody was buying and playing Billy Murray records. He was a big star. He was rock and roll back in those days. Billy Murray and the Milt Hirth Trio did Satan Takes a Holiday. Well, this is a holiday for Mac. He's not here today on the Antique Phonograph Hour. He's asked me, his compatriot, the old codger, Courtney T. Edison, come down and flood the airwaves with the wonderful sound of 70 RPM records and surface noise. So I'm doing that for an hour and sitting here in the studio. Well, anyway, I just wanted to quickly come in here, jump in and tell you, since I know many of you are always concerned about my health, because I'm not a young man, but I still am spry. I'm very spry. I had my annual blood test last week, and this morning I got the results. My doctor told me my blood is red, and it's hot. He also said my spleen is exceedingly robust for a man of my age. Now, the doctor doesn't know my age, so I don't know how he knows my spleen is in exceptional shape for someone my age. But he did say he's no spring chicken himself. He's been my doctor for 95 years. He said that Sly Weasel bourbon, which is my drink of choice, is an excellent fortifier against premature aging in the vital organs. So you might buy a bottle of Sly Weasel bourbon and try pouring a little bit over your Wheaties each morning. I do. In fact, Sly Weasel bourbon is healthier than milk. Trust me. I'm older and wiser than you. Well, we got almost 10 minutes left. I gotta squeeze in some more music here on the Gold Codger Show on WFMU. So I forget what we got next. Okay. Looking over here, looking over there. This is Red Norvo. This is Red Norvo.
Like they're just fighting everywhere. I went down to the bulletin board the other night just to see what I could see. And before I knew it, there was several hundred men all surrounding me. Somebody hocked the Kaiser, and I don't know the reason why, but a Frenchman took a swing at me and dug a trench right in my eye. A Russian saw my color and he hollered, "Kill the Turk." Then the Allies all got in my range and started in the work. But I'm neutral. I am and is and shall remain just neutral. From arguments I always refrain. A man should say to me, "I think that England's winning the fight and we happen to be alone." Well, I might say, "Yes, sir, I guess you're right." But if there's even as much as a child in sight, I'm new to it. Two friends of mine got married here just about a week or so ago. Oh, they done turtle doves and honeymoons, just like newly married couples do. They called each other Jelly Roll. But just about a week, you'd think that sugar would melt in their mouths. Well, that is, so to speak. I went around to call on them the other night just to show my respect. They got to fussing and used language, but it was no Bible text. I started in to arbitrate. That was enough. The both of them lit into me. They showed and treated me rough. But I'm new to them. I am and is and shall forevermore remain new to them. I woke up just outside the hospital door. Now, man thinks his wife's face he must poke. Or he must grab her and shake her the life out of her choke. I'm just gonna look on. Make believe I think it's a joke. Yes, ma'am. Cause I'm new to it.
Well, sadly, that's going to conclude the program at 78 RPM Records for this evening on WFMU. That was Clarence Williams and the Lazy Swing. Before that was Bert Williams, the great Bert Williams, with I'm Neutral, and Red Norvo banging on some, called Knockin' on Wood from Red Norvo. Well, This is the old codger. And I want to say hello, of course, to my friends, listeners out there. Red Butler, Molasses Hathaway, Rummy Delbarton, it's 9 o'clock. Rummy's probably passed out by now. Probably passed out hours ago. Andy Sr., probably he's out there too, maybe. He loaned me some 78s about 6 years ago. I'm almost done with them, Andy. You'll get them back real soon. Woody Fishcakes Clooney, hello. Lola Bell Pancake, she's my agent. If you want me for personal appearances, please contact Lola Bell Pancake, and she will set up the appointment. Honey Bear Sweeney is out there. Nestor De Sorrento, Oogie Wawa, he's just weird. And, of course, I'm the old codger. And just remember, I've got shoes older than you. You know why? I keep my shoes. I get new feet. Anyway, this is WFMU, East Orange, WMFU, Mount Hope, WNYX, Montgomery, online, I don't know what that means, at WFMU.org, and in Rockland County at 91.9 FM. Stay tuned for Best Show on WFMU, but I'm going to sneak in one more time the national anthem.
Day. Please let me have happy. easier today. Guess you need some bringing down and get your feet back on the ground. Won't you tell me, where have all the good times gone? Where have all the good times gone? Where have all the good times
to be alone. I know.